You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. In today's episode, Joshua talks about the fact that we are all beings of love. And we are either creating from that stance where we understand that we're beings of love, so we add more love to our reality, or we're perceiving ourselves as victims of fate and outside conditions that make us feel something. And from that perspective, we're creating some of what we do want and some of what we don't want, but we're really adding a lot of fear into our realities. So when you understand that you're a being of love, you can now react to situations from that perspective of love and realize that everything in this reality is love. And Joshua perfectly explains that in this episode. Before we start, I'd like to remind you that we have a new course starting. It's the Alignment course. We'll start in about 3 weeks from now, in the end of June. And this course really sets up the groundwork for being in alignment so that you can receive inspiration that will lead you towards your journey of self-discovery and live the life you intended to live. Without being in alignment or understanding what alignment is, you're sort of focused all over the place and you're creating what you do like, what you don't like, and all of us have experienced that before. Through this course of alignment, you'll understand what's really going on here, who you truly are, where all your limiting beliefs are. You'll have tools to process the limiting beliefs, and you'll interact with a bunch of other people going through the same thing. So if you'd like to learn more about this course, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. It's only $297 for 4 weeks. Or if you have a partner to come in with you, it's $247 each. And then that course follows into the next course, which is financial prosperity. So you have to get into alignment before you can really manifest financial prosperity. And that's a very exciting course that we're going to start also, but you first have to do the alignment one. Also, remember to like and subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, leave comments, all that good stuff. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. That really helps us out a lot. And obviously, leaving comments is one of the best ways that you can help other people find this information. So I hope you enjoy this episode and have a great week. Bye. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Who you must realize yourself to be is a being of love. Love is the essence of who you are. You are nothing more or less than love. As you perceive yourself in this physical reality, as an individual, you might intellectually understand that you are love, but you can't really be aware of what that is because in amongst your vibration is your set of beliefs, beliefs that you've attracted along the way, beliefs that you brought in with you, intentions you set prior to your birth. And so that is a mix of limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs. And as you are able to alter your set of beliefs from limiting to more empowering, you gain more clarity. And in that clarity, you can see the potential of love that exists in all things. So the physical reality is just the manifestation of love. But for it to actually manifest and for it to mean anything and for you to be able to see it, you must also have the presence of fear. And so as the presence of fear exists in physical reality, you might need to protect yourself, to worry about failure or loss or rejection or even death. Or boiling it all down to the fear of the unknown. If you knew how it was all going to work out, if you knew how everything did work, if you knew that you were essentially love, well, then you would not act on any urges to change conditions, never need to control anything, never have any doubts about who you truly are, never have any true interactions with other people. You would exist in physical reality as you exist in the non-physical, and therefore you wouldn't really gain much. You wouldn't really go through very many experiences and you wouldn't have the opportunity to consciously adjust your set of beliefs. In fact, you would have no limiting beliefs without the presence of fear. And without the presence of fear, you couldn't really go on a journey of self-discovery because you would know who you are. Well, in this physical platform, in the mechanism of physical reality, you have the limiting beliefs that you brought with you, limiting beliefs you adopted along the way, and this confusion about who you truly are. As you live life after life after life, you have all these experiences, and you gain from those experiences through expansion. And when you return to the non-physical, you understand the expansive experiences, and you see love from a new perspective that was unable, or you could not see it that way before. So the experiences add to your expansion, and those experiences based in fear are as expansive as those based in love. Now you've come to a different time in your reality. You've come to a new level of awareness. This is the time of awakening, and you have the opportunity to look at yourself from a higher perspective and understand the basis of who you are and every molecule, every life form, every manifestation is a manifestation of love. But from the limited perspective, it's not always easy to see that. You can't see how getting into an argument with a spouse is a manifestation of love. You can't see how raising a child and dealing with all the manifestation events of the child is the expression of love coming forth. You might say, if my child was happy, then I could feel good, and that is love. If my child is going through some manifestation event or some obstacle, I wish that wouldn't happen because I can't feel the love that I'm wanting to feel. And we say, as you move forward through all these experiences, through another level of expansion, you will have greater feelings of love, greater feelings of joy, greater feelings of satisfaction, greater feelings of alignment, and greater clarity. This is what you truly want. Because without the confusion, you could not come to clarity. Without the fear, you could not come to love. Without going through these manifestation events, you couldn't identify your limiting beliefs and then would have no possible way of altering your set of beliefs. Because you have free will, and this is your universe, this is your reality, you're the only one who's experiencing this, you can choose how you react to any situation. You can choose love or you can choose fear. Either way, it's expansive. It does not matter. But all of you who are here now, whether you're on the call now or listening at a later date, have come forth at this time of awakening to express love. Now, expressing love is not always easy in an environment where fear exists. And so you'll have to consciously say, how am I feeling right now? Am I feeling aligned with love right now? Or am I feeling fear right now? If I'm aligned with love right now, well, then I perceive that everything's going well. I am happy. I'm confident. I'm satisfied in what I'm doing. I'm seeing that everything is working out. And then something comes along to trigger some limiting belief, and you will fall back into the fear, and you will attach yourself to fear-based consciousness for a bit of time. That fear-based consciousness will now line you up with images, thoughts, and urges to control or change the conditions. And so if you spend some time controlling conditions or acting on urges or fighting against what you think is wrong, you'll be exploring the inauthentic, the limited version of you, and you'll expand through those experiences, but not in the way that you intended prior to your birth, in a way that is expansive, but not full of joy. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It doesn't add love into your reality. It adds more fear into that reality. You've come now and you say, I want to make a new life. I want to make new choices. I want to see things more clearly. I want to rise above the illusion that's caused by fear and see the reality that this entire system is based in love, including me, including everyone I know, and including my conditions. What appears to me, my house, my town, my city, my yard, my family, my society in general, it's all based in love. The entire planet is based in love. I want to see through the illusion caused by fear, and I want to see the love that actually exists. I want to see the brilliance and perfection in the moment as often as possible. And this is available to all of you. All you have to do is make a conscious choice. But if you're living life as a victim, if you're trying to protect yourself, if you're saying things should be different than they are in order for you to feel something that you're not feeling right now. If you perceive yourself to be lacking anything, well, you're participating in the illusion. That is not true. Now, there's some safety and comfort in that perception of reality. It's what you're used to. It allows you to sort of think you have some control over it, even though that control is not true. In the letting go of all that, in the going with the flow of everything you're experiencing, in raising your perception of reality and your vibration, you can see through all that. You can realize when you're out of alignment and linked into fear-based consciousness and receiving thoughts to change the conditions, or when you're in alignment, when you're receiving inspiration, and when you are looking at reality as it really is. You're looking at the love side of the reality. If you can look at the love side of your reality, if you can say, I am a being of love. Everyone else in my reality is a being of love. The entire system of physical reality is based in love. The hurricanes are love. The forest fires are love. The earthquakes are love. The viruses are love. Everything is based in love. Everything is helping all humanity to move forward, to see through the illusion and to the reality. Most humans are not ready for this, and that's fine. Most humans are still living in fear, and that's part of what they came here to explore. Yet you are not most humans. You are intrepid explorers. You are brave souls. You are coming to explore something brand new, and you are paving the way for others to follow. You must hold yourself in that regard and realize that as an advanced being of love who's come here to explore reality in a brand new way, to pave new paths that others will follow, not because you're telling them that they're wrong or hoping that they do better or wishing something different for them, but you are holding yourself in alignment as a being of love and seeing reality in a new way. When you focus on your reality as it's based in love rather than fear, you will create powerful pathways, both physically and non-physically, both consciously and unconsciously, to the fabric of all that is, including the mass consciousness of the world, and others will be able to connect to those new ideas. And that's why we are here, to help you move along your journey of love, adding more love into your reality in the way you intended prior to your birth. You've asked us to be here, and we could not be more thrilled than we are today. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I have a question.
Yes.
So thank you for those words. I've been in the in this work for the last year, a little bit more than a year. And I now at this point understand everything what you said, which feels amazing. But the but that I have is that I'm now aware of where I am at a present, at any or most of the time, right? And I now understand the feelings, the emotions, the many beliefs, all that stuff. But what I have realized is that my mind hasn't been kind of educated to be in the present moment all the time. And so I found myself still kind of like wondering in the illusion of the future, you know, in fear. And I bring myself back to the present a lot of time, but it's interesting. It's was taught to think about the future, and I keep bringing it up. But so my question is, if there's any trick or that you can share to improve that, to be more in the present and train the brain to be more, or the mind to be more in the present?
If you're a basketball player and you asked, is there a trick to hitting a three-point shot? Or if you're a golfer and you ask, is there a trick to hitting a hole-in-one? Or if you were a elementary school student and you said, is there a trick to earning a PhD? What would you say to them?
Train, practice, be patient, and practice.
Exactly. Now, if you look at yourself a year ago, would you have easily understood our opening words as you were able to understand them today?
No, I don't think so.
And The difference is that you've been involved in a year-long practice of understanding who you are, understanding how the system works, and realizing that you're either connected to source consciousness or to fear consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so you've made your way through that last year by participating in these calls, by doing the work, by processing limiting beliefs, and by raising your vibration to seeing more things as good and less things as wrong. So you've embarked in a radically new transformation of your approach to life. You now no longer see yourself as the victim needing to protect yourself from outside conditions. You see yourself more as the creator of your reality. Yet, you still have the limiting beliefs along the way. Now, those limiting beliefs have been processed to a great extent, which allows you now to understand the words that we're saying. The words that we were saying a year ago, you could understand them at whatever vibrational level you were a year ago. When you first took the boot camp, you had an experience with the information contained therein. And you thought to yourself, oh, I get this. Oh, this makes sense. Then you took it again. And you said, oh, I didn't see that last time. Oh, that's new information. Oh, they must have changed the boot camp. Although it's exactly the same boot camp, the exact same words in the same order. As you gain clarity, you see yourself from a higher perspective. You have a new vibrational offering. You create a new reality. You gain clarity. You are now perceiving that in the current moment, in the present moment, there is no wrong. Everything is perfect in that moment. And that was not really as possible before. In fact, you were not even aware of the present moment in the same kind of terms that you are now. So everything you've done over the last year has led you to this higher vibrational level where you have more awareness of what you're thinking and what you're feeling and why you're in alignment and why you're out of alignment. So in the present moment, you can always find alignment because in the present moment, you can understand the perfection of the moment, realizing that you have everything you need in that moment to do whatever you're doing. But then you turn your attention to the future and you say, wow, this is so amazing that I have this and this and this. I have my husband and my child, my home, my work, all these things are going well, but what happens in the future? What happens if I lose any of these things that I so cherish now? And as you've been going along the last year, you've learned that everything that happened in the past has set you up so that you could be here now. And if you lived a life differently, if you had any experiences differently, you would not be where you are now. So that you could also use that logic into the future. If this happens, it must be for my highest good. If this turns out unexpectedly and I lose something I think that I need, like my job, it must be for my highest good. In fact, I'm going to give up needing to control any of it because I can't control it from my limited perspective. And if I could control it, I'd control it into such a life that would be less expensive and less enjoyable and less preferable to the life that the universe has in store for me as long as I can keep up with my awareness of what's going on. And so you endeavor to keep up your awareness in the moment, in the moment, in the moment. You catch yourself thinking about the future, regretting the past, where have you outside of the present moment, and you bring yourself back into the moment. You bring, why do I feel anxious now? Oh, I'm thinking about the future. What am I worried about the future? Oh, if this happens, that will be bad. No, that won't be bad. If it does happen, then it's for my benefit and growth. And I very, very, very much want it to happen. I can't imagine how it will turn out because my perspective is limited. I just don't have all the information, but I'll gain all the information if it turns out this way. You see, I'm doing my best to manage my limiting beliefs and process manifestation events and to think on a higher level and to raise my perspective on all things and to think in terms of love and less in terms of fear more and more of the time. And so I know that I'm on my journey of self-discovery. In fact, in the last year, I've realized the potential of who I truly am. I've gotten a glimpse of who I truly am. Now, I don't fully believe it, but I have a glimpse of it. And so I know for sure I'm on my journey of self-discovery. I'm controlling less. Therefore, I'm exploring less of my inauthentic self. And I'm choosing to perceive things in a brand new way as if I am the creator of my reality. And I'm adding more love because the essence of me is love. So you're doing everything perfectly right. you're doing everything perfectly right. And you're noticing when you're off. And this is the key, because most people do not notice when they're off. They do not realize what they're doing. They do not understand the fear and the limiting beliefs. They don't process their limiting beliefs. And so they place their focus haphazardly, and sometimes on what they prefer and sometimes what they don't prefer. And they get a little bit of that, a little bit of this, and it is perplexing to them. And they build this momentum of fear. And as they grow older, their limiting beliefs grow stronger. And they get to a point where they say, that's enough of that. I'm returning to the non-physical. And so unconsciously, they return to the non-physical and they start a new life all over again, excited as the newborn, ready to embark on another journey of self-discovery. When they do that, those potential lives are enhanced by your thoughts. Now, because you have processed limiting beliefs and you're thinking differently about the future and the present and the past, and you're having more confidence in the mechanism of physical reality and what the universe has in hold for you, and realizing that the vibration is that which indicates where you're going to be going, your thoughts are added to the mass consciousness. And the new people coming in now have access to those thoughts. And if you will notice, the new ones coming in are pure beings of love who are even more sensitive than you emotionally, even more prepared to ask these questions, even more aware of how they are feeling in the moment. They are not stifling their emotions. They are fully feeling them. They are not programmed or told that their emotions are bad or wrong. They're, in most societies, able to express those emotions and truly feel them and not to think that they are a detriment. And so as they become, as new ones come in and they're more emotionally sensitive, because of that sensitivity, they're going to birth very strong desires. And if the desire is to become self-aware on their journey of self-discovery, they will have access to the thoughts that you are thinking now. Very powerful thoughts based in love and truth. Those thoughts were never really available before, not in the power and the quantity that they're becoming available now, because you and others like you are braving new paths of thought and changing your approach to life and thinking things in a new way. This adds more than you can imagine to the mass consciousness of this planet, and it aids those in their transformation from the victim to the creator. Those around you who notice you as you are being calm, and as you are not fretting about the future, and as you are saying to yourself, I'm feeling a little off, my fear is this, that fear must be based in a limiting belief. The limiting belief is, I am not worthy, I am not good, I am not whole, I am not enough. The truth is, you are the creator of it all. The truth is, you could not be unworthy, otherwise you wouldn't be here. You could not be unwhole. You could not be imperfect in any way. Now, when we say that you're imperfect, that goes against everything you were ever programmed with, everything against you were taught. In fact, if you were to tell children that they're perfect, from the perspective of the parent who has deep attachment to the lives of the children and them working out, they would say that that would be counterproductive to them, because if you told them they were perfect, then they have nothing to strive for. But the striving for perfection from a place of imperfection is just an experience of fear, doubt, unworthiness, and all that. It's unnecessary, you see. The perfection isn't achieved because you once felt imperfect and you were striving for perfection. In fact, that deters you from perfection, especially the idea that perfection is not possible in a human, that nobody's perfect. And when you now say, I am a perfect version of Isabel in this present moment, receiving everything I need to do everything I intended to do prior to my birth on my journey of self-discovery, then you don't have to say, well, if I had this, I would be better. If I had this, I'd be further along. If I had this clarity, I wouldn't worry about X, Y, and Z. Now, because you have limiting beliefs that you've adopted, they will always be there. All you can do is reduce their intensity, but you will always have fear of the unknown, and the fear of the future is fear of the unknown. But with the clarity to realize that you're always receiving everything you need, you can let that go. And you can say, if it comes to me, it's for me, as are all things, because everything is based in love.
I just realized when you were talking that me thinking in the future is a way to control.
Yes.
Because I think something's wrong is going on in the present moment. And then I felt that just feeling love, you know, because we're but not feeling more connecting to it because we are.
Yes.
Then there is no, it's actually totally nonsense to think about in a future fixing things.
Yes.
Something like
so
that.
In essence, there is no future. There's mm-hmm. only the present moment. Mm-hmm. But your ability to perceive a future or to imagine a future allows you to contemplate ideas, contemplate the inspiring idea, or contemplating the urge to change the conditions. Mm-hmm. So in the moment, you're feeling good, you're in alignment, you receive an inspired idea, you can contemplate that idea. And you can then bring forth whatever actions correspond to the manifestation of that idea in any way you choose. And sometimes that will cause fear. In fact, always it'll cause fear, because when you're moving from one version of you to another version of you, you don't have the perspective of the new version of you that has expanded through experience. On the other side of that, you could worry about the future, be out of alignment, and receive urges to change the conditions, and then contemplate those urges and decide whether or not you're going to act on those urges. Now, you might act on the urge, and you will expand through that action as well. But that action, that expansion through acting on an urge to control conditions, will be exploring the inauthentic version of you, and you know where that leads to more unwanted things and manifestation events. That's fine. But since you're seeing things from a new perspective, you can say to yourself, no, I'm feeling fear. I'm receiving an urge to change the conditions. I'm contemplating that action, and I see that it's not going to lead me to what I want. So you have new clarity that other humans don't have. And so in the moment, when an event triggers a limiting belief or when you receive inspiration, you have time to contemplate whatever action comes to you. And you have the ability now to see it from the higher perspective. Oh, I'm not feeling good. That's an urge to change the conditions. I feel I want to control things. That's based in fear. I don't need to do that. Because from my limited perspective, I can't possibly see how this is all going to turn out. But from a higher perspective, I know for sure this is going to turn out well. It's always for my benefit as long as I'm on my journey of self-discovery. As long as I'm processing my limited beliefs, as long as I'm doing the work, as long as I'm thinking of things from a higher perspective, everything is always going to turn out for my highest good. And if I choose to act on an urge to change the conditions, I will still expand and I will still have an experience from that. And I will realize that this isn't what I truly wanted, and I will get back on my journey of self-discovery. So you have absolutely all the control you need within that contemplation of the action that you decide to take or not take. And that's all you need, and that's only created in the moment. Now, let's say that you have an inspiration for a new idea, and in the moment, there's one action you can take. You feel the fear prior to that action, but you take the action anyway. That's going to bring you to an expanded version of you that exists in an entirely new reality, a new dimension, a mm-hmm. dimension of more love, more mm-hmm. experience, more clarity, more excitement, more exhilaration, more all these things you truly want. Not a better one from your limited perspective. A new one that will be for your highest good, not what you think should happen, but what should actually happen, you see. And then if you act on an urge to change a condition, you're brought into another dimension where there's a bit more fear because you are not ready for the higher dimension of love. And so you play around in the lower dimensions until you are. And then at some point you say, okay, I'm ready to get back into more love, more love. But with more love comes more clarity, and with more clarity comes more awareness that you're not ready for right now. Hmm. Now, if you were able to move from your state of being, your vibrational state right now, to a much higher state, you would have much greater awareness. And with that awareness would come more fears that would trigger more limiting beliefs. The only way you're ready to get to those higher levels is through processing your limiting beliefs. Now, you can do that consciously, or you can do it through experience. So imagine that you are fresh out of college and you're contemplating buying your first house. And you say to yourself, well, I really like that house that is $1 million. And you're overwhelmed. That idea is too much for you. But you've lived life long enough. You've had houses before. You feel worthy of a house. You have a source of income. You realize that you can get a mortgage. All these tools are available to you. And now when you contemplate a $1 million house, well, maybe it's a little stretch, but it's nothing you're unprepared for. And so you find a house that you love and it's $1 million, and you say, I can buy this house. This house is for me. I am worthy of this house. The payment might be a little high, but I know that it's all going to work out. And so you push past that fear to actually make an offer, where you never would have done that in your 20s, you see, because your limiting beliefs were too strong back then. So guess what you get? You get more clarity, more understanding, more knowledge, but you never get to the full knowing of anything. So it's always this seeking, 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 discovering more that brings up more questions. And then you get to find out about those questions through experiences. And that's why you're here. That's the whole purpose of this. So the future is going to bring you more of whatever it is, and you want more. And whether you accept that experience allowing or you resist it is up to you in the present moment. And that will set up the next present moment, you see. So your future is simply a journey from where you are now through different dimensions to higher levels of clarity or to higher levels of confusion. Either way. So you choose how you want to feel in the moment and which fears you can push past and which inspired ideas you can act on or which things you think you still have to control. As you give up control, you naturally move to higher dimensions of love that is perfectly aligned with who you are, because you are a being of love. That's essentially who you are. But to understand the entire system in one snap of a finger would be too overwhelming. Therefore, you need the staircase of experiences.
Can you say that, I don't know, it's correct to think that sometimes I feel like I have two minds, and like one is like what people call like the monkey mind, and the other one is what I'm calling like inner mind. And when I decided to be in the present and be aware or have the intent to having a specific feeling in a moment, then that monkey mind quiets. And then I'm aware where I am at that point.
Let's imagine that your mind is a radio receiver and you have two channels or two ranges of channels. You have the AM or the FM. On the AM channel are all the thoughts of fear, all the urges to control, all the thoughts that humans have thought the entire time. And there may be thousands of different programs on that frequency. And in amongst those programs are deep despair, hatred, and boredom. And in there are mostly fears, but some thoughts of hope and aspiration and love in there as well. Then you click it over to the FM. And in that are thoughts of love. It could be everything's still going okay. It could be, it's fine. Or it could be, it's exciting, it's exhilarating, it's inspiring all the way. And you choose that range where you want to be in that range. Or sometimes you go back to the AM and you choose there. And the fear that pops up at the moment, the limiting beliefs caused you to hit the switch to the AM. And once you get back into alignment, you put it back into the FM, you see? Mm-hmm. Now, so you're it's not a monkey mind. It's just a finger that's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now, if you've listened to AM radio your whole life, then this is what you're used to. And if you switch over to FM, that sounds a bit strange to you. That is some new age goofiness going on up there. But you get used to the new age goofiness going on up there. Used to the modern music, to the radical new ways of thinking, to the love. And you say, I really like that channel. I really like that song. I really like that conversation. This is what I'm more tuned to. I'd like to be in here more often until something comes along, trigger limiting belief, and your hand switches down to the AM dial. So as you're in the FM more of the time, as you're getting comfortable in that, as you're focusing on whatever's playing in that FM radio, do you ever hear a song and you love the song and this is your favorite song? And then something switches your brain and you said, what happened to the song? It was over so quickly because you're not focused, even though you love the song. And so the more that you can focus on the music and the words and the messages of love coming from that FM channel, the less you'll be distracted by something into the AM channel.
And that's flickering of the finger or your hand moving from FAM to IAM is basically that intent that we have like first time in the morning. It's just basically that, or there's something else in there.
It's your limiting beliefs that are being activated.
Oh, okay.
So the first thing in the morning, you intend to wake up at 7 a.m. and you wake up at 6:59 and you say, oh, why did I wake up so early? I could have had another minute to sleep. Or you wake up at 7:01 and you say, oh, I slept too late. Now my whole day's ruined. The only thing that works is if you wake up exactly at 7, otherwise you're distracted by what you think is wrong. And it goes from there. But if you wake up and say, oh, 6:59, that's great. Oh, 7:01, that's great. Oh, 4 a.m., that's fine. Oh, 9 a.m., that's fine. Nothing matters, nothing matters, nothing matters, nothing matters. Then you can stay a little longer in the FM station. If you think everything matters, well, you're going to be switched back to that AM station all the time, and then you'll have to do the work to switch yourself back up.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Who's next?
I just have to laugh because I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning, wide awake, and I'm like, okay, what can I do? But I do have a question, Joshua. Maybe you can help me with this this limiting belief and maybe help others with the fact that, well, for me, and I know there's a lot of others out there, I am very interested in so many things. Like I will see something and be like, oh my God, that sounds like fun. Like I want to try that, you know, like being a meditation teacher or, you know, playing golf or tennis or, you know, there are just many, many things, gardening, cleaning, organizing, just tons of things. And I'll start something and not finish it. And I'm not consistent. And for that, it sometimes bothers me. Why am I not consistent? Why can't I be more consistent? Help me process that and maybe help others, you know, what are the benefits of being, you know, interested in so many different things, not just having one niche, you know?
Now, would you prefer from your perspective as Tracy, would you prefer to have one thing you're totally focused on and then ignore everything else?
No, I'd be bored.
So you came in with this intention to experience a lot of things. In your experience of many different things, many different activities, do you have the potential to connect to more people than you would if you were living in a log cabin, shut in a room, writing a great novel?
Absolutely.
So your pre-birth intention is to connect to people. Mm-hmm. And isn't connecting to people love?
Yes.
And you might say, well, I'm not really making an impact. I'm really not adding to anything. I'm really, the connection to other people is your impact, you see. And can you notice that other people cannot do what you do? It's your superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to have a whole bunch of interests because those interests allow you to connect with all of the people on whatever interests they have as well.
Excellent.
And then when they complain about not being able to finish anything and not being able to do this one big thing that they really want to do, you can connect with them because you have a similar experience. Mm. So wanting to see that there should be like something you finish all the way through as a good thing is just looking at yourself from a limited perspective. If you could say, no, I have the superpower that other people don't have. I have this way of connecting to people that fills me with joy. So I know it's in alignment with who I am and with love, and that it is of value to all these people. And there are few people on earth that have the same capacity. And so I'm going to now look at this as a superpower. The fact that I'm interested in so many things is great. The fact that I participate in so many things is great. And as soon as I get bored with that, I'll go on to something else. But I will have the experience of that thing, and that will be forever be in my vibration. Moving it to its conclusion, well, that's a idea that's limited. It comes from a limited perspective. Are you ever going to be done with your journey of self-discovery? Are you ever going to be done with this life? Are you ever going to be done with anything? If there's such a thing as the infinite, is there any value in being done with anything? In fact, if you were to focus on one thing and finish it, the second you finished it, you might feel a little satisfaction, but you'd be on to something else. Mm-hmm. So the finishing of it doesn't mean anything except that you're programmed to believe in productivity, and that productivity is not part of your experience. And this is why you have the life that you have that very few people have. Most people are tied to some job that they hate or to some location in the world that they want to get free from. You're able to be more free because you aren't limited by your a need to finish all these things.
Mm. Wonderful, wonderful. That makes me feel so good. Thank you.
Who's next?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
I'm Barbara, and I'm new to the group.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. So I'd like to ask, I grew up with a father with addiction issues who died young. And for the last 10 years, my beautiful son has also had addiction issues. And I thought he was better. And then on the first day of this course, it all blew up again. And I work on allowing, I work on accepting, I work on my limiting beliefs, but I can't help but wondering, is there something I need to learn to stop this repeating? It's like deja vu I'm living through now from my childhood.
Excellent. So would you, if you could, create a new reality for your father?
Yes.
And what would that reality look like?
Very different from the struggles he had and inflicted on his family.
Well, he didn't put it on anything. He had his experience, and you may have been influenced by it. And you may have said, well, there is no other way for me to react other than in despair. But you always had the choice because he could not create your reality. And he was living his experience of life for some benefit that only he can know what that is, you see. Now, imagine he came in, he chose his parents, he had some pre-birth intentions, and he had these experiences based on an emotional sensitivity that was a little bit higher for him than his other lifetimes. And so he was affected, or he allowed himself to be affected by situations, maybe unworthiness, exploring this unworthiness, trying to figure out how to make his way in the society, trying to be good, but having all these other thoughts. And so in that fear, in that pain, he gravitated towards what he thought were AIDS solutions. And he numbed him to the point that he wasn't forcing himself to look at the limiting beliefs. He was not ready to change or address those limiting beliefs because the limiting beliefs kept him safe. So imagine saying, I'm a victim. These are all my limiting beliefs. Sure, I feel pain, but now I can numb myself with this thing. I'm doing the best I can. And someone coming up and saying, well, those are just limiting beliefs. You need to process those and realize the magnificence that is you. Well, from this deep feeling of unworthiness, he was not ready for that. And maybe he'll be ready for it next lifetime or whatever. But from your perspective, you see it as someone who should be something because that's your father. And they have a responsibility to uphold their end of the bargain. Their end of the bargain was simply to allow you a pathway into physical reality. That's it. Once that was done, their bargain was over with, except for the fact that they agreed to some certain experiences and you agreed to be there as well. And you knew that you would adopt limiting beliefs along the way. So you adopted these limiting beliefs and you have a belief that addiction is wrong. Yet it's simply another journey. It's not, nothing is wrong. And that it can only be experienced in certain ways at certain times. And for the time of your father, it was one way to experience addiction, where possibly, depending on the substance used, it might have been totally acceptable or totally unacceptable, but another time that could have been reversed. Now comes along your son, who might be choosing to explore the same exact experience. Yet you are involved in both sides of the situation. The version of you that existed with your father, the version of you that will exist with your son. There's no lucky or random thing that caused you to be here now. There's something in your vibration that caused you to find this information. You are ready to discover more. However, you're ready to discover it for you and not for anyone else. Okay. It's for you. This information is for you for this life that you're having this time around. Okay. Not so that you can wield power to interfere with the lives of others. Because from the perspective of the victim, you'll want to snap your fingers and change your father's life. Snap your fingers and change your son's life. But what you're doing is you're robbing them of their experience.
Okay.
They must have these experiences to ascend. You must have the experience in relationship to them to ascend. But the interesting thing is you're coming to a higher level of clarity about how this whole system works at this time in the middle of these two relationships. So you had your childhood with your father and your adulthood with your son. You came from this level of clarity when you were a child to this higher level of clarity that's above the vast majority of humans operating with your son. You will, when you see your son appearing to suffer to you, because you cannot know what he feels, you see. Mm-hmm. You can only know how you feel when you gaze upon him. That doesn't feel good. Why not? Because you're in the illusion that there's something wrong. Your inner self is giving you the message. You are perceiving that there's wrong. Your inner self is giving you the negative emotion. And that negative emotion is for you to be aware that there is nothing wrong. You're not in alignment. You're not looking at the reality. You're looking at the illusion. That's why you're having the negative emotion. Okay. But as you perceive yourself as a victim, as all humans do, you will say, my son is the cause of the negative emotion. It's not. Your judgment of your son is the cause of the negative emotion.
Okay.
You're not here to solve his issues. You're here to solve your issues. Your issues are that judgment. My dad was wrong. Now my son's wrong. I lost my dad. That was unfair. He took himself away from me. He abandoned me. And I don't want my son to do the same thing because I felt negative emotion. That's not going to serve anyone because you're just going to be tied into the fear consciousness and receive urges to change the conditions. If you try and change or control your son, it's going to destroy your relationship. Okay. That's what you do not want. And you can see this over and over and over again. You are here to support your son in his journey, whatever that may be. Okay. If he comes out of it, that is not necessarily a good thing. It'll only seem good to you from a limited perspective.
Okay.
If he dives deeper into it, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It will only seem bad from your limited perspective. So your only choice then is to raise your perspective, address your own limiting beliefs about victimhood, about people being able to control and create in your reality, about you having not getting what you truly want, that sort of thing. He's here to teach you, you see. All of this, your father was here to teach you. All of this is to get to a higher level of acceptance. Now, anyone can get to acceptance when the thing they're attached to is no big deal.
Yeah.
But when it's so important, as in a family relationship like this, you're really going to have to stretch this idea of non-judgment, of unconditional love and unconditional acceptance.
Okay.
And we promise you that as you stretch that, sure, you're going to feel fear. I'm not doing enough. I'm not there for him. I'm not giving him what he needs. He's asking for money and I'm not giving it to him. He's asking me to take care of these things and I'm not doing it for him. He's asking me to wallow in his fear with him and I refuse to do it. That's a brave new stance that the rest of humanity cannot do because they cannot get out of the way of that fear.
Okay.
You may not be able to do it either, but at least you can think about it. Okay. At least you can think, in 30 years, you will know what happened.
Yes.
And so if you could think of yourself in the future knowing that it all worked out, and when you return to the non-physical, you will absolutely know how it worked out. Now you'll have to change your limited perspective to a higher perspective to process your limiting beliefs along the way. And you're in the perfect place to do that. You're doing all the work, you see. It didn't happen by accident. This is all part of the program. If you would ask other people in this and the other courses, so many things started the first day of the course. This is no surprise. This is what happens. And it gives you a lot of manifestation event forms to fill out, you see.
Yes, it does.
So just trust that everything is working out, that there is no coincidence here, that it's all coming together. Everyone you know is helping you to see this. And you're just choosing to say, well, controlling the situation has never worked. It hasn't worked in my experience. It hasn't worked in anyone else's experience. There is no way to do it without ruining the relationship. I'm going to take my priority as my love bond between my child and me as the only thing that matters. And I am going to put my relationship with him first. My true relationship with him is eternal. And as a human, I am not going to create a hierarchy. I'm the mother, you're the son, therefore I know best. I don't know best. I am no higher off than you are. I am no better than you are. I don't know more than you know. I can't feel what you're feeling. I can only feel what I'm feeling. And so I'm going to accept what's happening now and then wait for inspiration. Now, the inspiration may lead to a improved situation, but we'll promise you that the urge to control will never lead to any other situation other than a damaging of the relationship.
Okay.
And the exploration of who you're not. So courage is involved here and faith is involved and the realization that this is just an illusion. It's all a game. Nothing serious is happening here. And you will understand it later. And this is all part of the progression from the limited, fearful human to the limitless, magnificent being of love that you truly are.
Thank you.
We have time for one more question. Who would like to ask that question?
Hi, Joshua. I'll jump in and ask something very quickly.
Excellent.
I really, really enjoyed the discussion that you just raised, actually, just now. And I feel like I've got not really a similar situation, but as a child, I was bullied a heck of a lot as a child, and I feel like it has happened again in my workforce, and I'm at an impasse, whereas I'm struggling to understand why it's come around again. And
when you're being bullied, do you feel powerful or powerless?
Powerless. 100%.
Do you feel confident or insecure?
Really insecure.
You feel like the creator of your reality or the victim?
Oh, totally the victim.
If you're the creator of your reality, if you are powerful, if you are secure, if you are confident, if this is the truth of who you are, if you are a being of love, how could you feel like a victim?
Very true. Very true.
It's the experience, because you can't feel like that in the non-physical. So you come here, you have the beliefs you bring in with you, you have the beliefs you adopt as a child, you have this experience of being bullied. Mm. In that experience of being bullied, did anyone intervene to save you?
No.
Did your parents go and talk to the teacher? Did they call the police? Did any other teacher come in and split you up?
I didn't actually tell my parents. The school knew that there were instances of the teachers seeing it, but no intervention. No.
Excellent. Good. Now, if you could go back into the past, would you have someone stop it for you?
I don't know how to answer that, because
you're trying to answer it the way we want you to answer it. But think about now, if you were to say, I would have had a better life by not being bullied. Therefore, if I go to the past, I'd wave a magic wand and I would have this bully either eradicated from the school or someone intervene to stop this and to save me.
I mean, at times I would have probably said, yes, I would have had someone intervene, but
excellent.
I'm starting to learn that maybe no, because I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't because of it.
If someone intervened, then you would always be seeking someone to save you.
Yeah.
I cannot save myself. Mm. Now, if you could go back into the past and give that little version of you more confidence, more strength, more worthiness, more gusto, would you do that?
As the adult version of me, go back and see my child self.
Yes. Would you want to give your child self more confidence, more security, more outgoingness, whatever would be the antidote to bullying, to being bullied?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
You would be changing that reality of that child who needed this experience. Because without that experience, you could never find your way here. You could never find these teachings. You could never go on a journey of self-discovery. You could never ask for the universe to help you, to move you towards a new level of awareness. This is the desires that were created at that time. Yeah. So those desires were created, then you charted this course and set a trajectory, and that trajectory, however it happened, led you here now. So how did you discover these teachings?
When I was bullied as a child, I guess I blocked it out for many, many years, and it wasn't until it seemed to sort of resurface in the workforce that I guess that was a lesson for me, which sort of opened the door to self-discovery and self-development and starting the journey on learning exactly who I am, really.
So you blocked it as a child, you suppressed it, and so you weren't aware of the fact that you were being a victim until it happened again. You may have said, oh, children just get bullied, that's just how it is. And you didn't really realize that it was your vibration at the time that was attracting this experience from the bully.
Yeah.
So you suppressed all that, you tried to make your way, you were still acting as a victim. Then it happens again as an adult, and you are awakened to the fact that you had suppressed it as a child, and you're still perceiving yourself as a victim. And you said, enough of this, there has to be information out there. I want to understand what this is all about. And that led you here.
Yeah.
So thank the bully as a child, thank the bully in the workforce, and realize it's the vibration of victimhood that you're offering, which is very common. It is something that cannot be explored in the non-physical. Therefore, you chose to explore it here. Mm. Now that you've arrived here in this moment, you can choose a new reality. if you're ready to step up and to claim that you are the creator of the reality, which means you created the bully in the past, the bully in the present, and every other situation of your life, as well as everything that you will create in the future. It's all your creation. You may not understand how you create it. That's for learning later on down the road. But you have to accept absolute responsibility for every aspect of your entire reality. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do that yet?
So basically, it's how I choose to view the experiences that I'm going through, right? It's like I'm choosing to view them in a positive sense. So
you're choosing to say, who I am is a being of love. Mm-hmm. In the non-physical, I am a magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance. Mm-hmm. I come in to physical reality as that being, bring with me some limiting beliefs, some empowering beliefs, adopting some limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs along the way, and having this experience of victimhood this time around, so that I can know the truth of who I am. And so you have this experience your whole life of victimhood, you return to the non-physical, and you will really understand more about what it means to be the creator of your reality. So thank you very much for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.